This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 144 for Monday, November 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pulling back on Monday, getting pressure from declines in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed. However, canola contracts came well off of their earlier lows. The January canola contract falls $12.40 at $1,012.90 per ton. The March contract loses $12.60 at $978.90 per ton. There's support for canola coming from gains in Malaysian palm oil, as well as higher Chicago soybeans and soy meal. A trader says there's heavy liquidation in the soy oil-soy meal spreads, which is causing soy oil to retreat. The trader also cautions the specs are building up a massive long position in canola. He stresses the specs, when they go to sell their canola contracts, will likely have tremendous difficulty in finding buyers. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie at 79.91 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.59. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales today. One is for 264,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The other is for around 198,000 tons of corn to Mexico. The USDA also issued its weekly export inspections report this morning. For the week ending November 11th, corn inspections are nearly 856,000 tons. Soybean inspections amount to 2.07 million tons, and wheat comes in at almost 389,000 tons. The department will release its weekly crop progress report later this afternoon. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association says almost 184 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in October, about 2 million bushels more than trade expectations. Also, soy oil stocks are 1.83 billion pounds, about 100 million more than what was predicted. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The January contract rises 13 cents at $12.57 per bushel. December soy oil drops more than 0.75 cents at 58.2 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal climbs $9.60 at $3.71.70 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Monday. The December contract slips back a penny at 576.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the December contract dropping 11 cents at 723. Wheat futures are mixed on Monday. Chicago December increases 9 cents at 826. Kansas City December gains 3 cents at 836. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December plummets 22 cents at 10.28. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, November 15th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.